Hello, this is Dr. Yefenia Goldsergio, succeeding on patient. Christina Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, comma, Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, medical record, scratch that. Date of birth is 12-6-1990, date of procedure is 10-4-23, physician is Yefenia Goldsergio, referring physician is Dr. Estime, E-S-T-I-M-E, and Dr. Lemerte, L-M-L-E-M-E-R-T-E. Procedure performed, colonoscopy with cold biopsy. Polypectomy, and number two, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication is nausea, diarrhea, GERD. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility. A lesion is malignancy, and we're all explained to the patient. The patient is brought to the hospital, placed in the mouth, and all secure position. Sedated as part of anesthesia service, monitoring anesthesia care, while they're located in a lumpus video gastric. Was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision. The third portion of the duodenum, careful examination is made of the duodenum wall. Second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, GE junction, and esophagitis. Esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained of the cartilages. Suction from the stomach, that's not a withdrawal of scope. The patient was then turned around in a lateral position. A digital rectal examination was normal, well located. Olympus video of monoscope was inserted into the rectum in advance of visual activation to the cecum, which was identified the presence of endothelial or epithelial valve and confluence of the folds. The terminal ileum was intubated. Period. Careful examination is made of the TI, cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flux for transverse colon, splenic flux for descending colon, sigma colon on the rectum, retroflux view is obtained in the rectum, all proportions that they can tolerate the procedure all without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, and there was prevalent presence of reflux esophagitis, graded as LAA, ulcerative esophagitis. Period, biopsies were taken. Period. There were numerous erosions that were very small with eschar in the gastric body. Gastric biopsies were obtained. Duodenal biopsies were obtained for to rule out celiac disease, period. The Z-line was mildly irregular, less than 1 millimeter at 40 centimeters. There was a small hiatal hernia, period. Next line, number two, colonoscopy. There was a small protrusion in the descending colon that was either a polyp versus an inverted tick, comma. A biopsy was taken for histology, period. There was a polyp in the rectus sigmoid, which was diminutive, which was removed with cold biopsy forceps. And then there was two small diminutive rectal polyps that were removed with cold biopsy forceps as well. Microscopic colitis biopsies were taken to rule out microscopic colitis in the right, left, and transverse colon, period. Impression, number one. two polyps to remove that colonoscopy today. Period. A small area in the descending colon, which was either a polyp or an inverted tick, was sampled for histology, period. There was a small hiatal hernia, period. The Z line was very mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block, period. Plan. Number one, follow up biopsy pathology. Number two, follow up in office in. Sorry, I scratched that. Follow up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, PPI daily. Next line, Miralax daily. Recommend increasing fiber and water intake. Next line, GERD precautions. Next line, recommend next colonoscopy at 45 years old, given no family history. Pending path.